looking at the various angles of activism from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an activist against racial discrimination. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's anti-racist views and activism are seen in his friendship with Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, a black slave who rose to a leading position within the Muslim community in the initial days of the Deen of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once defended Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu from another Muslim who called Sayyidina Bilal the son of a black woman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was annoyed with this emphasizing of identifying of people by skin color. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam criticized the man by stating that you are a man, innaka imra'un fika al-jahiliyyah, that you have ignorance in you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's reference to this man's ignorance to the pre-Islamic state of jahiliyyah, the period of Arab history where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival was marked by barbarism and lawlessness, as has been described in various verses of the Noble Quran. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's anti-racist mentality helped lead the Arabs out of this darkness and into the light by guiding them onto the path of justice and equality. And in challenging the Muslim man, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed that he was willing to rebuke even if his own followers, if those followers denigrated someone because of his or her ethnicity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was willing to rebuke them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam believed that this form of tribalism, or in the Arabic language, al-asabiyyah, was cancerous because it drove people to ethnic loyalties, even if that meant the support to the oppression or injustice. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, who other Muslims referred to as master because of his knowledge and grace, became the muazzin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning that he was responsible for calling Muslims to the five daily salah. And in choosing Sayyidina Bilal for this honorable role, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demonstrated that social exclusion and segregation based upon skin color was not to be permitted in Islamic society. The selection of Sayyidina Bilal was also a form of activism against those who still believed that superiority lies in skin color. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, as narrated from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. Verily, Allah does not look at your appearance, your beauty, and your wealth, but rather He looks at your heart and your actions. So from this hadith, we find that the requirement for success and superiority in the eyes of Allah, as taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is clearly outlined in this, that it's not how one appears to be, but what is in your heart. And due to the efforts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today, the efforts of his activism can be seen amongst the world globally. When Malcolm X went for Hajj, he wrote about his experience with the Hujjaj, and he said, America needs to understand Islam because this is one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Throughout my travels in the Muslim world, I've never met, talked to, and even eaten with people who in America would have been considered white, for the white attitude was removed from the minds by the religion of Islam. I've never before seen sincere and true brotherhood practice by all colors together, irrespective of their color. So these are some of the profound words that were uttered in observing how Islam breaks down racism. What is needed from us, though, is that the first and foremost point is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Do we know what the Quran and Sunnah says about racism? The Quran and Hadith establish individual character as the criteria for success, not color, tribal or economic status of a person. So we need to educate one and all, parents, children, Islamic schools, imams, need to convey this message to the masses that the sole criteria for success is one's individual character and one's ibadat. The second point is that we need to defend the abused group. Not unique and special qualities in other people. We need to note that, we need to observe that, that when people have certain qualities, and show the positive points of an ethnic group that is being made fun of, whether it is the hostility of the Arabs or it is the certain cultures that we pick up from the Indo Pak. What we need to do is we need to look into people and find the good and speak about that, especially those that are being spoken ill of. Also, in terms of breaking down that racial barriers, we need to show our good akhlaq. Begin with a smile. We need to ask ourselves that, who do we smile at? Do we limit our smiles to certain groups and our grins to other groups? Smile is charity, not just for certain people. Expand your smile to include all. Smile opens closed hearts. And most of all, we need to avoid the twist of the mouth or the raise of the eyebrows. Sometimes not just words, but facial expressions also indicate ethno-racial denigration and intolerance. And it's not enough to just avoid verbal jabs. Language isn't just about words, it's about the body language also. So those are some of the things that we need to consider in how we conduct ourselves. And considering that we are in the month of Rabiul Awal, where we focus on the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this particular angle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being an activist against racism is something that we may not have thought about, but is an important dimension to the seerah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.